Rabbeinu Yehuda, in Shaar HaTshuva, talks about Sefer Rusol, writes in place that the Kitzur Sefer, which we need to learn to go through everything which you need to know for the Yom Neroyim, is the Sefer Shaar HaTshuva. Shaar HaTshuva has in it four shorim. First shaar is the shaar which he goes to the Korei Tshuva. What is Tshuva? What do you have to do to fulfill the responsibilities of Tshuva? The second shaar is, what are the things which are ma'ar a person to Tshuva? Why should we do Tshuva? The third shaar is a list of different areas where people are not so aware that there are areas which they need to correct and the areas which are important to address. What do we have to do Tshuva for? And the fourth shaar talks about getting kapara. How do we get kapara? The first three shorim deal with the process of shuva. The first shaar, he talks about ikarei shuva. Ben Yerna starts off, the first ikar of shuva is charata, he says. He says, in the actual seder of avodas shuva, a person who is misyasav derech l'tev v'tomin, a person who is traveling a path which is improper, his first step of a tshuva is not karot. His first step of tshuva is aziv v'sachet. Stop doing it. Then afterwards you can come to the area of karot. And actually the Rebbe Yerno wrote another small sefer, a small kuntres called Soda Tshuva or Yesoda Tshuva, different various what he called it. In the sefer, he says that a person sometimes, when he looks at all of his averus, he looks and it's overwhelming. He says the person sees how much he hasn't accomplished and how much he hasn't done with his life, and what he wants to accomplish, how much he's done wrong, the areas where he shouldn't have went, shouldn't have done. And he gets to the situation where the Kleisel told Yechezkel that our averus are such that ubami onani mokim, we are dissolving in our averus. It's so overwhelming that we can't. He says, for that person, the avoda is not to look at his list of averus. For that person, the avoda is to wake up the morning and say, I have a fresh slate. This morning, I have no mitzvahs. I have no averus. What was yesterday was yesterday. I live life in a day tight compartments today. I'm starting with a fresh slate. Let's make the best day that we can. And that's the voida, which Pashas he means when he talks about for that the person, that's the process of aziv v'sachet for him. True charata, truly understanding the regret of what he's done wrong, is not possible at that point in the stage of his life, because for two reasons. One, he will focus on it. It will limit him, because the awareness of it, well, sometimes he'll say, this is what I am. I'm stuck. He'll get stuck in it. And secondly, because you can't really understand how bad it is until you walk away from it. I heard over a mushul, b'shem Reuven Feinstein, to understand that what true charata is, it's not shaykh until you have aziv v'sachet. A person, he was a tanner, he worked in a tannery, terrible smells in a tannery, smells terrible. So in this tannery, he'd come home every day, take a shower, it didn't help, one day he says, you know what, I don't want to be this person, which the smells are terrible. He changes his job, one job, a second job, a third job. Eventually, so a few years later, obviously, he ends up working in a perfumery. Beautiful smells. He walks around carrying that smell on him. One day he walks by a tannery, and he looks at the smell of the tannery, and he smells it. It's this overwhelming stench. And he says, you know, I used to work in such a place, and he faints on the spot. Till he left it and moved away from it and developed a new world for himself, he didn't understand how bad it was. That was normal for him. One day he looks back and says, Gewaltenwelt, how could I be in such a place? So true charot is not shayach when the person's in the veira. But the problem is, why should we do tshuva? Like, what's pushing us to do tshuva? What's pushing us to change? So the Rebbe says, okay, forget about your averus. So forget about my averus, what's pushing me to change? What's pushing us to change is we look and say we're not happy with where we are. That's the process of charot. The Rebbe Yonah talks about it, he says, a person says, look, I wasn't merciful on my wonderful neshama the person put into me. And this neshama has been damaged. This neshama has been stained. This neshama has been hurt. The neshama has been affected. It's been limited by my actions. Why? How can I do such a thing? The person that stops and he says, where am I? That's what's going to push him to do tshuva. That's going to push him to change. Says the third ikar, he says, is the ikar of yoga. He says, it's not enough to understand, to have charata, the damage that I've done, the schar, the einish. He says, but what does it mean for my ruchnius? Where do I want to be in life? Where do I want to go? And we don't even feel that. We don't even, it doesn't hit us, the impact that it's supposed to hit us. Targum Yonasim and Aziel, this week's parasha, talks about the person, the Pasuk says, V'hoyer b'shamayis t'divri ha'ol ha'zois, v'hisbarech b'vavoy le'mor, shalom yihili, ki b'shir t'divri ha'lech, l'man s'vois ha'rob ez ha'tzmeyo. So this word, v'hisbarech b'vavoy, what does his barech b'vavoy mean? He'll be mevorach himself in his heart. What does his barech b'vavoy mean? The Yonason says a fascinating thing. He says, "Meyish ya'esh b'libei." He has yiyush. He says, "This is the way I am. I can accept myself as is. I've tried. I've accepted the change. This is the package. Rebbe Shlomo, you're stuck with me." The Meimar. Then he continues, says, "Arabi skoif yitzrei ezel." I'm going to go in the overpowering gates of horror that exists. This is overpowering gates of horror, which is controlling me and directing me and pushing me. I can't do it. I can't change. I'm stuck. I'm 20 years old, I'm 30 years old, I'm 40 years old, I'm 50 years old, I'm 60 years old, and I'm dealing with the same stupid problems I've been dealing with for the last 40 years. I'm making the same kabbalas about the same problems and the same issues. This is the year Rosh Hashanah, last year Rosh Hashanah, the year before Rosh Hashanah. Like, it's a broken record already. This is me, I'm stuck. Yisrael, Yiger Zion. V'lecherli ha'yush, for the illness which he calls yush, which is the almost overpowering illness that there is. There's nothing as terrible as yush. Says you should know that every avera has different levels. I'm not going to overcome this thing. But there's times that are easier to overcome. The times that are harder to overcome. If a person will understand that even I'm not going to change this issue, but at least the areas which are easy to change, I should change those things. I'm careful from the veira, at least in the areas which are not so difficult. That I have to do. And that's going to be my tshuva. So the apostle says, the areas which are rava, which I'm full with, I don't have a problem with those areas. Tzmeyas, the areas which I have a tie for, I'm desiring, I'm thirsty for. Says, but you, by being Yayish, what you're going to do is end up adding on the areas which you're rub and you're full and you don't have a problem with it. You're going to do those also. Because you're Yayish. You give up on the whole thing. Lo yoyba Hashem, lo yoyba Hashem, shloyach. Person says, I'm not Meichel, you should take your wonderful neshama and throw it down the tubes. I'm not Meichel. You should give up on a neshama and your neshama and not change because you can't do it, and therefore you don't even work on the areas which you could work on. You don't even address the areas which are bechinas hakalus. They're within your ability to do. I'm not going to stop speaking lashon hara. If a person makes a kabbalah, he's not going to speak lashon hara this year. He's a chakra. That's not my challenge. But I can't change at all. You know, I have a problem with lashon hara. I do. Some people have less problem with lashon hara. There's another guy next to me. He's a big tzaddik. I have a problem with lashon hara. Okay, good. I promise you, I'm jealous of people. I have a problem with it. You can't change. I have a problem with taiva. I can't change. I have a problem with Bittul Torah. I can't change. I could change. I can change a little bit. But I'm a Yayish. I can't, you know, this is me. Take it or leave it. Hashem says, I'm not Moichel. Lo yoyva Hashem sloyach. We understand the weight of what we're dealing with. It's not an option. It's not an option. Hashem gives us a yom adin. He so writes in Yeres Vov. He writes in the beginning of Gera Zion. He says, everything needs a Sibin and a Masuvah. Everything in the world works. There has to be something to motivate, to push, to cause. There's a cause and effect. He writes in the Gera Vav, once upon a time, you know, when they blew the shofar, Hayitok HaShofar Be'ir Va'am Lo Yecharadu, the Pachad. Talking with Rashiva, used to always talk about, you know, in Elul in Europe, in Tells, says you'd walk in the street and feel the pachad of the din. I was talking with the rabbis, and she was going to start recently. She says, Frumer, yes, Zayman Frumer, says they're much more makban and halacha than they were makban and halacha. But Yir Shemayim, says you used to walk in. Elul? Nobody lived their life normal during Elul. There's a pachad. There's a Yom HaDin coming. You heard a shofar blowing on the first day of Elul, and your life changed. Says, we don't have it. You need something to shake us up. You need a siba. Says, why the Russian give a Yom HaDin? Or what should we do with the Yom HaDin? It says, the Russian's shaking you up. It says, listen to me. You can't continue as is. The Russian wants to take a Yiddish and a Shaman. He wants to retire the Yiddish and a Shaman. He wants to give us a Yom Kippur. And he still has the Ha'orah. The Rebitzullah has the Ha'orah. That the best thing in the world for Rosh Hashanah should have been Yom Kippur should have come first. Go through the process of tshuva, go through the process of tahara, and now that you have tshuva and you have tahara, come to the Yom HaDin and the Baruch Shem will make you. That's true. But what's going to make you do tshuva? Why should I change? Well, you don't have a choice. The Baruch Shem says, because there's a din. There's a din. There's chayim and there's mavis. for yourself, for your wife, for your kids, your parents, people that you care about. And it's real. It's a pachad. We don't even feel a pachad. We don't even feel a pachad. It's 4 days before the Yom HaDin. Conversation's normal. People walk normally. We don't feel a pachad. So what's supposed to change us? What's supposed to shake us up? If Rosh Hashanah is supposed to shake us up and allow the Yiddish Neshama to become Torah and Yom Kippur, because it forces us to stop and think and really think and understand how important it is. Don't do that. I'm going to punish you terribly for saying this. And we're still not going anywhere. What's supposed to happen? Yisrael is not Yisrael. It's a special credit. That's what Moshe is for. He says, Tim to Malev is because of Aveira. And we're in a catch 22. We need to do tshuva on Aveiras. We need to be started to do tshuva. But you have Tim to Malev. The heart is first up. So you don't feel anything. There's no regular. So you're stuck. The reason why we have to deliver is because of Aveiras. Aveiras are matam to believers. Once, twice, 100 times, 1,000 times. The Shema is stopped up a tumma. He says, what's the solution? So you learn Musar. Musar works. The person learns it constantly, regularly, slowly, day after day after day after day. It starts sinking in. And at some point in time, it eventually impacts the person. It goes into the subconscious. Kerchas HaKeim, he says. And it forces the person to say, I don't want to be here. I really don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. I want it so much that I'm going to take what's necessary, the necessary steps to change it. But what do you do when you're 4 days of Rosh Hashanah? So I should start now learning Musar. Halavai, by next Yom Kippur, a year from now, it'll have impacted my neshama to the point that I'm ready to do tshuva, which is not a bad idea. But what's supposed to be with the din? What's supposed to be with the tahara? Yisrael says in Geras Lamed that we write our own tin. There's Sifrei Chaim and there's Sifrei Mason. We decide whether we're Chaim or Mason. A person who's a Margish, he has Regish. Boser Chai feels pain. It's Margish. Boser Mace doesn't feel any pain. Are we Margish or not? If we're Margish, we're Chai. If we're not Margish, we're Mace. So that's which book we go in. So, but we can write which book we go in. We can make ourselves a Sifrei Chaim. We can make ourselves a Margish. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. And he knows where we'll go. But the Russian doesn't judge us based on what he knows. Yeah, because one day there'll be the loyal Leino, Rachmoni's son, a terrible thing will happen. That's the Russian's Cheshbonos. But if Al Piderech HaTeva we are going to change, we have a din of a Chai. How do we have a Derech HaTeva going to change? If we set in motion a process which will lead us to change, we are called the Chai. We are called a Margish. Because Bereshit knows that Al-Pi Derech HaTeva, based on where we're going, it's going to happen. So Rav Simcha Zissel, I imagine he's quoting this A person, and Rasul says it, a person undertakes to learn Musar regularly enough that it's going to change him, he'll be a chai. And if he doesn't, we know where we are. We know how much we're not markish. We do avails left and right. We don't do mitzvahs that we're supposed to do. Are we walking around feeling it? We're not margisha. We're not possibly not margisha. It's not acceptable. Yeah, we say, I have to change, I'm not happy. Do it. It bothers us. Baruch Hashem, it bothers us. The Mithril Yo has a test to define how much it bothers us. It's based on this Rabbeinu Yonah by Yogam. Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's charata, a person, he regrets he did something wrong. He says, a person lost some money, he feels bad he lost some money. He says, a person is yotzim, nakim in the chos of binyan ra, he made a bad investment. Not only that, his wife told him how to do it. He said, no, it's guaranteed. He thinks he's smart. He loses every single penny that he has. He loses his house. He can't live with himself. Stupid idiot that I am. How did I do that? He can't live. He can't sleep at night. He can't accept the reality of that he did it to himself. That's Yogan, he says. So the person overslept one morning. He missed Kriya Shema. Feels bad. He's just from here. He feels bad. Person walked down the street and he was careless. He dropped $1,000 down the drain. Oh, okay, I feel bad. No, you don't feel bad. You're upset. You're frustrated. You're angry. Krishna isn't worth $1,000? No, Krishna's not worth $1,000. Honestly. Barashim sent the neshama down to get money? That's what we're here for? No, we know that. We believe it, Ramon Shleim. So why does $1,000 bother us more than a Kriya Shema? You want to have a test to know where we're holding. That's where we're holding. Gashmis is the Iker to us, not Ruchnias. The person's avoidance is that I'm going to change it this year. Whether I'll change everything, I'm not going to change everything. But I want to change by learning and thinking, whether you learn the Sifrei Musar, you learn the Sifrei Chassidus, the Sifrei Machshava, but on a regular basis, semi-daily, I'm going to readjust where I think, what's important, what's not important, what life is about. And I'm hoping that in a year or two, when I come to Yom HaDin, I say, Gevald Nevelt, I need that Tahara. I need it. I really need it because I don't want to be where I am. Not just, I'm not happy with it. I wish I was a better person. And we mean it sincerely. But yeah, really. We mean it sincerely as much as the Kriya Shema in the morning bothers us as opposed to $1,000. No. That's going to get to the point where the $1,000 is $1,000. We can't look at them on $1,000. But a Kriya Shema. Okay, Kriya Shema, maybe I'm not holding by it. But on my lifetime, my Ruchnius. What's supposed to happen to my Ruchnius? What's my life about? Why did the Rosh Hashanah send me here? I can't live with it. I can't deal with it. It's like a person was Yotze Nokim in a Chosef. Because that's Taka true. These are my Nechosim. I'm coming to the Yom HaDin. I'm coming to the Yom HaDin with me. These are my Nechosim. What do I have? What do I have to show for my Nechosim? These are my true nechosim. This is what you take with you after 120 years. You don't take money with you. What do you take with you? And I'm pretty nucky in nechosav. If you want to be honest. I'm not where I know I should be and could be. And it bothers me. It hurts. And it's to the point where, like, I don't believe it. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I made a wrong turn 30 years ago. Where am I? How did I end up here? The Baruch Hashem is nice to Rabbanim. And the Baruch Hashem is Mazmin. You need a drasha. Just spend a few days talking to people and you gotta get a drasha. I walk into the bank, Erev Shabbos. And the manager of the bank is a Yid. I think he's reformed, conservative, etc. So he asked me, Rabbi, are you ready for the holiday? I said, no. Ready for the holiday? You have to repent. Repent? You have to plan. It's not so easy just to change like this. He says, I'm happy you said that. Because anybody tells me they're ready for the holiday, they're not really ready. So I asked him, so what do you do to prepare for the holiday? So he wrote my drasha. He gave me a drasha. Told me there's a book that he read. This book suggests that a person stands at this point. Now, it works with older people here. I'm sorry, the young ones would have to muckle me for a second. It says, look back to how you viewed, in your mind, go back to when you're 18 years old. Take out a piece of paper out and write down in a journal what you pictured you want to accomplish in your life when you're 18 years old. Finish that. Now, go back to when you're 22, 23, you just finished college, you know, in his world. You know, you're ready to move on, okay? What was your picture of what you were going to do with your life? And now do it for the age of 30, 40, 50. He said, you'll notice that you got lost somewhere along the way. Most people got lost somewhere along the way. Okay, I'm not happy with the picture of 50. I had a different picture at the age of 18. I got lost. He said to him, he does this. He says, and he writes it out because you have to write it out. But it doesn't work without really writing it out. Neshama shana sata bi tahorehi. Rashi gave us this beautiful neshama, it was tahor. The Shlomo Kodesh says that Kiyah Shayper is Kiyah, Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiyah. Lekimos is Adam Yosher, Tekiyah. Beautiful, straight sound, pure, direct, Yosher. Somewhere along the way, we lost it. And we're not pure anymore. And we start, there's this cry, the cry of the Shvorim. We're broken. We're not happy with it. It says, and then it goes to the Trua. Trua is the sound that a person makes, he says, when you're standing by the Geusis. You see the person die. And the wailing which comes out, and you can't control yourself. That's the sound of Trua. Gevald in the Velt, that what happened to me? Where did I lose my way? I'm not happy with it. To the point of a Trua. And that makes a Yosher sound at the end. The Yosher sound of another of a Tekiyah. Because that's what purifies the Neshama and allows us to straighten ourselves out. Where do we believe we should be? Where do we know we could be? Why aren't we there? What are we going to do to make that real to us, that it bothers us enough that we're going to change it? And that's the avodah. That it bothers us enough, it's real enough to us, the charata and the yogin are what's going to motivate us to change. And if we don't have enough charata and yogin to change, we better make sure that we have enough charata and yogin to change. How are we going to do that? And that's only possible through the process of hisbeinanus, Mussar, Chassidus, Machshava, whatever works for you, but on a regular basis. So Simchas Yisrael says, if you want to make a Kabbalah, Yisrael says you have to make a Kabbalah, that if you walk away with Yom Kippur without a Kabbalah, it doesn't work for you. Tshuva means a Kabbalah. Mishnei Bris Mechaper with tshuva, which means a Kabbalah. If you want to make one Kabbalah for the year, it's learn Musa on a regular basis. Again, I don't care what Sefer works for you. I don't care if it works, if it's Sefer Shalom, or it's Tzvas Emes, or it's Mesil Sashorim, but on a regular basis. In a real way, that's talking to you. You do it 4 times a week, 3 times a week. You've undertaken a real Kabbalah to change your life. Because this will force you to constantly push yourself forward to change. And change cannot happen without something there underlying it and motivating it and pushing it. And then you'll believe that you have the ability to change, and the yish will be broken. And then the person will be a chai margish, and he'll be soicha to be nichtav v'nechtam v'sifrei hachaim.